This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. The legislative session kicks off on Monday with the traditional address by the governor. The Associated Press Capitol correspondent Melinda DeLotte has been keeping an eye on the preparations. Hi, Melinda.
Hi, Amy.
So what has the governor been doing in the run-up to the session?
He said his priority for the session is going to be workforce development, and kind of the centerpiece of workforce development is a $40 million higher education fund that he wants legislators to enact that would steer money to certain kind of science and technology courses, pretty much anything in the STEM field, anything that involves worker training programs and seems destined to get somebody employed after they finish whichever kind of degree they are seeking. It does seem as though beyond that, he hasn't really announced that much.
And typically, the agenda has been made known earlier on, and the governor is at the Capitol talking with lawmakers, the chairman, the heads of committees.
Well, the way Governor Jindal has handled it in previous years is leading up to the opening days of session, he will have press conferences, usually at the governor's mansion, kind of outlining to the media and to the public some of the key things that he would like to focus on during a session. He also would have meetings with legislators, key people who are going to be sponsoring the bills, who are going to be on the committees that hear the bills, to discuss some of the proposals. But we haven't really seen that much of that, and legislators have said that they haven't really heard a lot about an agenda. It does seem as though the governor is more playing defense than offense at this point and trying to protect things that he passed in prior years or the agenda items that he pushed in prior years from being rolled back or scaled back in some sense, rather than having this lengthy list of things to do.
Lawmakers and others, other political watchers, have been sort of asking, where's Bobby this time around? Because he hasn't come forward with a long to-do list, and he also hasn't seemingly been having a whole lot of meetings either with the media or with lawmakers about what he wants.
Well, true, but that being said, I mean, a governor still has a lot of power, even towards the ending years of a term. So never discount the ability of a governor to sway the debate or determine the outcome of legislation that's moving through the process. So, I mean, if he is interested in determining how things happen in this session, he will have the ability to do so, and he will have a lot of sway over some legislators about how things pan out. Also, he has introduced his budget, and his budget frames the discussion for all of the financial debate going forward. And that is obviously one of the biggest agenda items that has to get done while legislators are in session. So in that respect, the governor has put his stamp on things early on in explaining what he's looking for financially, at least.
Right. Ultimately, where the money goes, where state tax dollars go, determine a lot of what actually happens in the state.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So in terms of what he's protecting, certainly education reform is part of that. That was the big push in 2012 that he fought for and is, I guess, continuing to fight for.
Absolutely. I mean, what he has focused on as part of his legacy is some education policies, particularly things that were passed in 2012. I mean, he has made a big push for his voucher program that uses tax dollars to send children to private schools. He's, you know, spent a lot of time focusing on the expansion of charter schools and various options of quote unquote school choice. And he has revamped the system of job protection for teachers called tenure. And he's done a lot of other things about to lessen the authority of school boards and give more authority to school superintendents. And on all of those things, they had pieces of it that were very controversial. And so what you're seeing now is legislators proposing bills that would roll back or change or entirely undo some of the things that he pushed in earlier sessions. So in a lot of ways, it seems as though he's going to be defending particularly his 2012 education agenda this session. And that alone could take a lot of energy in light of the sheer number of bills that have been proposed to undo some of those education pieces from 2012.
Just before Mardi Gras weekend last Friday, the governor put out a package of legislation to protect veterans. One of the proposals would expand protections that allow veterans to get out of lease agreements so that their spouses can get out of those agreements too, or that veterans can move also if they've been hospitalized. And another would create special drug courts for veterans. It seems like every year the governor comes up with some proposals that support the military.
Well, there are certain groups that he has a lot of vocal support for, and veterans groups are clearly one of those. So every year he does tend to have a list of bills that he supports or that he's pushing that would in some way offer assistance to veterans. And this seems to fold into that same framework of what he's done in past years.
Those two will probably pass fairly easily.
There's no controversy to supporting veterans in the Louisiana legislature. I suspect these bills, like previous veterans bills, will probably find a lot of co-sponsors and a lot of support. It is definitely something you can put on a list and say you've accomplished something for your session.
This time last year, we were anticipating that the governor was going to step up to the podium in front of the joint meeting of the legislature and lay out details of a sweeping tax reform plan that would have swapped out income tax for a higher sales tax. Instead, he came out, gave a rather abbreviated 13-minute speech in which he scrapped his big plan and left the stage, and that was it.
I suspect that this year's speech will not be nearly as strange as that moment was last year. I've covered a lot of legislative sessions, and I have to say that was one of the weirder intros to a legislative session that I've seen, when a governor walks to the microphone and immediately shelves essentially his entire agenda for a session. So I am anticipating that this year's speech will not be nearly as surprising as that one, and probably much more of your traditional state of the state kind of speech.
Melinda Dalotte is the AP's Capitol correspondent in Baton Rouge. Thanks, Melinda.
Thanks, Amy.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.